When Lyndon B. Johnson declared a war on poverty, the national media and the federal government sent swarms of photographers to the Appalachian region. They broadcast film footage and published photographs of extreme poverty in the coal fields of eastern Kentucky and southern West Virginia. Today, it's still common to see images of Appalachia that might not be considered the accepted standard of beauty. It's no secret that parts of Appalachia often deal with some of the toughest statistics in the country, but the diversity is often overlooked. This week on Inside Appalachia, host Jessica Lilly will be taking a closer look at images of Appalachia and exploring why Appalachians still feel so strongly about outside photographers visiting our region. Jessica Lilly joins us with more. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning, Beth.
Jessica, your show this week explores two events that have occurred this year that have sparked a lot of debate on social media. Tell us about these two events and why people feel so strongly.
The first event that really sparked debate happened in McDowell County. Back in March, two outside photographers, or that is photographers who weren't from the area, Marisha Camp and her brother Jesse, were traveling through the region. They stopped to talk to a group of children. Maybe they were taking photos of the children, but maybe they weren't. But either way, the parents in the neighborhood were outraged, and the police were called in to intervene. Nobody was hurt, but there was a lot of yelling, and the incident put Southern West Virginia in the national spotlight. And a lot of times, I think when things like this happen, we hear from other photographers or reporters, or pretty much people reacting to the situation in general. And we rarely hear from folks who've been in that kind of situation themselves. It seems people are quick to judge folks from places like McDowell County, Southern West Virginia, or Appalachia, for that matter. So we checked back in with a McDowell native who's been on Inside Appalachia before, Sabrina Schrader. As a person who's been in the national spotlight herself and is the self-proclaimed poster child of poverty, she shared some general thoughts on people taking pictures of the region.
I think that you're not understanding where these people are coming from, that you're not putting yourself in their situation. And apparently you must not understand what it means to be oppressed, what it means to have to work for something that is never yours, to live in coal camp houses that are not yours, and to have to pay for them, and to have to pay for things that coal mine owners owned. They own our mountains, they own our land, and they own our people. We have been slaves to rich people, to rich men.
So a lot of these strong feelings about outsiders in Appalachia comes from generation after generation of seeing these types of events occur over and over again.
And there was a recent photo essay that reignited some of these same events. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the other thing we're exploring is a recent photo essay in Vice magazine. A photographer named Bruce Gilden from New York City took the photos. He's known for having an aggressive, in-your-face kind of approach to the photography. He uses a lot of flash, and he takes photos really close to people, almost to startle them, it seems. The effect is that he produces these kinds of seemingly grotesque, bizarre images of people. He's done this type of photography all over the world. But when Appalachians saw what he'd captured, the main reaction was outrage. And on Inside Appalachia this week, we'll also talk with the local West Virginia poet, Crystal Good, talking about her initial reaction to these Vice photos.
When I look at these, that essay, and many, many others, I don't see my life represented there. There's some amazing photography yet to be discovered and found in Appalachia. It's not just this one thing happening. And that's why I think that the diversity of the photographs, you know, just like, yes, we have middle class folks. Yes, you know, I mean, in terms of, you know, extreme wealth, you know, would somebody please go up and get a photo of Don Blankenship's mansion, you know, like looking down on, you know, we have a diversity here. We have extreme poverty, but I guarantee we have extreme wealth.
So on the show, we'll hear from people with different backgrounds that have different fears and realities. Our fantastic producer, Roxy Todd, and I have tried to pull a lot of voices together so we can try to get a better understanding of this question of who gets to tell our story as Appalachians, why we're asking that question to begin with, and hearing from folks who suggest that maybe it's not necessary to ask the question at all.
Jessica Lilly is the host of Inside Appalachia. Jessica, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Beth.
You can subscribe to the Inside Appalachia podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and wvpublic.org. The show airs on West Virginia Public Broadcasting Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6.